from the Morongo Casino Studios. It's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
All you bread lovers out there, have some television programming you're going to want to know about. It's a new show called Baked on the Food Network, hosted by comedian Tom Papa, and he's here to tell us all about it. Let's get him in here.
Yeah. I haven't seen Tom in a while.
It's been a while. Oh.
Oh. Oh, my God.
The bread man cometh.
My favorite thing on planet Earth, bread.
Oh, my God. Isn't it the best?
I know. This is obviously one of your favorite things, too, Tom. So, did you have the idea for this show? Because you're like a huge bread guy.
I'm a huge bread guy. I started baking bread. This is from Lodge Bread right here in Culver City.
Yeah, love
These guys
it.
Are amazing. Oh, my God. I started baking sourdough bread like 4 years ago. I was not looking to do a TV show. I was just baking. A friend taught me how this bread is actually made, like with sourdough starter. You ever heard that?
Yeah, the sourdough starter.
It's like the science fiction way that...
Is it like a living organism?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. It's how all bread started thousands of years ago.
And like how they do with beer, too, where they have the, like the yeast or starter or whatever.
Yeah, like, right. It's like the mother, and it ferments, and it's like this active yeast. And before there was dry yeast, that's how bread was made. It was flour and water. And this yeast is flying around us all the time, and it goes into the bowl, and it starts to bubble and eat the flour, and that's what active yeast is, and that's how bread was made.
Do you have that supply that's like decades old? Some people keep this thing.
Some people do, yeah.
Do you have that in like that? Old, generations old.
He starts with a new batch
bucket.
Of yeast each time.
I got great grandma's my yeast fresh, baby.
Ow, yuck.
Yeast from the 60s.
Yeah. My friend gave, my daughter started one for me for Christmas. That's what started the whole thing. And that's like 4 years old. And then my friend gave me his, part of his. And this is a very
Is it like having an ant farm?
Yeah, kind of. When you're away, when I'm away on the road doing stand-up, I have to call home and like get someone to feed the starter. I'm not worried about
the dog.
It's literally like, someone's got to feed the starter. Because if you don't, it starts to ferment and then turn into alcohol. Like there's a hooch.
Oh, bread that can get you drunk? I mean, you've combined my two favorites.
That's the toilet hooch. They take the Wonder Bread and they mixed it and then they let it ferment on itself. Right. The toilet hooch. And the prison label.
When you're in jail?
Yeah, when I was in jail. Desperate in jail.
How do you feel, Tom Papa, when you run into somebody who's like, oh, I'm keto. I don't do.
God bless whatever you want to do with your life, but why are you here? I mean, come on. Well, I mean, this is it.
How do you not have that?
That's really what the show became. I just think life should be celebrated.
Yeah.
And you can't eat donuts 24 hours a day.
But do you have the people, like, obviously there's like, you know, vegans that protest, you know, outside of slaughterhouses and steakhouses and things like that. Do you have like the paleo and keto people picketing the show?
No, because they're in the gym all the time.
Yeah, right.
They have no time to come to Breadland and protest.
I mean, I would watch your show Baked, and to me, that is like food
I'm going
to
watch your show Baked. Completely.
So good.
We're just food porn.
The demographic is working.
Yeah.
I'm like, if we can get young stoners and old women who bake, we're going to be in good shape.
Oh, Heidi, yeah. An old lady who bakes. Yeah,
not Heidi.
Well,
yeah,
it's fine. I'm halfway there.
It's going to be on the Food Network. Airs Monday nights at 10 p.m.
Yeah, tonight is L.A.
So the premise of the show is you travel around like Charles Carralt and eat people's bread.
Yeah, when I was, right, exactly. Even fatter than Carralt. When I was just doing this and getting better at it. I've never had a hobby before.
Yeah.
And I just started like getting obsessed with it. And I would travel around doing stand-up. I would go visit bakeries. And it was just my thing to do in my downtime. I'm married. I don't drink that much. So it was like, I'll go to bakeries. most comedians are like going to strip clubs.
Yeah.
I'm getting up early and going to these bakeries. So when Food Network caught wind of it, they said, well, let's just do that as a show. You'll go to a city and visit
heaven.
The five best places. And L.A.'s
paid
tonight.
Paid to eat bread.
L.A.'s
Tom.
Tonight. Yeah, paid to eat
God.
Bread. I know. I don't need a lot in between.
Okay, I mean, are you afraid you're going to weigh 1,000 pounds by the end of the show?
I literally, when I got the gig, I literally went to the luggage store and bought a backpack that can fit my running shoes in it. Because I'm like, I've got to do something. Right?
Run from bakery to bakery. In every
town. Yeah,
have you ever been to one of those places, and maybe it comes up on the show, or maybe it doesn't because you can't be totally honest? I don't know. Where you're like, this is supposed to be one of the best breads I've ever. And you're like, I don't get it. It's not that good to me. Like, have you had that experience where you're
not yet?
Okay.
No, because I mean, probably God willing, we go 13 seasons.
Yeah.
You're probably going to run into some stinkers.
Where you're like, this is supposed to be really good, and I don't get it.
Yeah, but for the first season, it's like...
delicious.
Yeah, these places all kick ass. Oh. They're amazing.
So when you find the perfect piece of delicious bread, what is your go-to to put on it?
Butter. Just straight up
butter.
Just straight up butter.
So it's not like a nice steak. It's like you don't dare put anything on a steak. Like you could eat good bread just dry.
Whatever you, I mean, you can. Just bite into that.
Bite into that, Frosty. Fill your mouth.
I'm amazed by
these guys.
Oh, the size of this crust is amazing.
I know.
The crust so perfect.
These guys are
crunchy on the
joke.
Outside, soft on the inside. I mean,
these two guys started working in restaurants, and they were baking bread on the side. And they started just selling it out of their car,
like to different people. Car bread.
Hey, you want to buy some? Yeah.
Hey, I got car bread.
That's like when you see the van, like when you're driving through the mountains of Colorado, and it just says jerky. I always think that's human meat.
Right.
That guy's selling jerky out of his
white van. Yeah. Magnetic lettering.
Uh-huh. Yeah, jerky seems a little sketchier. It caught on, and people were just so into it because these guys. The key to this, making this kind of bread, I mean, you know, what's so funny is, like, this is like the hip, cool bread. It's the way bread should be made. Like, bread in the supermarket, what I thought was really good bread for my family, has 30 ingredients in it. And I really think that's why people are getting off of bread and saying like, they have this gluten problem and the digesting problem.
Right.
It's not flour, water, salt, and yeast. That's all that goes into bread. And they actually had to change the definition of what bread was so the FDA could rule on it. And
who knew?
Yeah. Flour, water, salt, and yeast. That's what bread is. This stuff that we're buying is not really bread.
That's like Wonder Bread is not bread.
No.
What the hell is it?
It's technically not bread. Mm. It's just a process of
edible sponge.
A bread. Yeah, an edible sponge.
Which,
by the way, I grew up on.
I know.
We had a toaster that the Wonder Bread bag was next to the toaster, and it melted onto it. So we had those little red circles, all those colored circles just forever on the side of the toaster.
Well, people will say, like, when they travel to Europe, they go to Italy, and they're like, oh, I ate all the bread. I didn't gain any weight while I was there. And so it's American bread that's screwing
it's
us up. But bread's getting
processed,
a bad rep.
Right. If it's processed.
It's
if it's
nice
flour,
and
water, salt, yeast, these guys. And they also mill their own flour. At the shop in the back, they've got this.
They mill their own flour.
Yeah.
There you go. You're in bread heaven.
Bread heaven.
Take that, Wonder Bread.
Yeah. And you know what's amazing about California is that there's all these farmers throughout the state that are going back to growing the indigenous wheat from the region, which hadn't been here for a long time. So, you know, early in the century, there was a certain kind of wheat that was growing, like in the Santa Barbara County or whatever. And they're going back and growing it again. And these guys and people like them are getting the wheat. And
wheat from
that
olden
bread.
Days.
Oh,
so, yeah,
so good.
There's so many microbreweries here in California. I think we have the most in any state, like over 600 microbreweries, that maybe that's going to be more, I mean, use that wheat for bread as well.
Right.
We're coming up with these, you know, indigenous wheats and bringing those back. A lot of, will be beer and bread.
Beer and bread. We're
I'm
all going to be
board.
So happy. We may be large, but we're going to be happy.
California.
Have you ever had Irish soda bread?
Yes.
Isn't that the best?
It's so good.
It's so dark good. And it's a little bit crunchy.
Does it look like rye bread? You mean dark?
It is like good with beer.
And it's such amazing flavor. And then you have the bread that we have here has no flavor at all. We have flavorless bread in the United States.
It doesn't
add any flavor at all to the sandwich.
Right? I know. You know, and that's what's amazing. You go to these places, like in L.A. on tonight's show, we hit this place, Creme Caramel. It does this creme caramel kind of with ubi, which is... this kind of, it's almost like a beet, like a root.
Okay.
Creates this amazing thing. Vito's Pizza on La Cienega. This guy makes amazing. I heard you guys talking earlier about being freaked out about spinning the dough.
Yeah.
This dough's so good, you can't go through it.
Like, really?
You would be able to do it.
No.
Yeah.
It's
I mean, like New York style kick-ass pizza. Lodge Bread. We went Concha's in East L.A., this Mexican bakery that makes these...
so you do quite a few in one episode.
Yeah, okay. It's kind of crazy.
Is there a particular city that's known for its bread? I mean, that you hit first, was that New York?
Well, sourdough, I mean, New York's kind of known
San
for
Francisco.
Everything. But San Francisco, and Tartine, which is like the... this guy started this bakery up there doing it this old-fashioned way. And there's that thing of like, you know, like I said, there's yeast in the air. they say that there's something to the yeast in the air in San Francisco that made their sourdough so good.
Comes from the Castro district, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
It's good and bad to that. It's very, very light.
Hey, whatever it takes, baby.
A little wang in it. Good thing.
So this delicious bread you brought in, and the really good bread when you get it in nice restaurants, has big holes in it.
Yeah.
So is it bad if you have bread that's completely, there's no holes at all? Is it like bad bread?
It's not that it's bad bread, but it's not hydrated as much. It has the holes because they're using a lot of water, which is puffing it up, which is giving it.
Well,
that
I feel like
airy,
I'm getting ripped off
thing.
If there's too big a hole. It's like, it's like that. This is just crust with air.
Exactly. Like when I started going on Instagram and started getting into this, I would look at all these like cool bakers and stuff, and they would always show the inside of the bread, and like it's like bread porn, and like the bigger the holes, the better.
Oh, yeah.
The better the bread is, and then you like
look at the size of that hole on that baguette. Yeah. My God, what I would do!
What I would do to all those holes?
The BBW's big beautiful wheats.
Yeah, but then I started doing it, and I got some of the bread with big holes, and then, well, what's going to hold up the butter? What about this big cream cheese blob? It's going to go right through
that's
the hole.
That's what's so good. You just got like a cement, you know, things.
It's
the hole right there. Even layer at the top. It's all filled.
These guys at Lodge Bread do this thing with fresh ricotta and jam and jelly on it. Oh my God. And it's thick. It's like so thick.
Do bakers have a certain personality type? They're all saying, like, you met the most of them through the show. It's like, you know what? They all have something in common, this weirdness about them. What is it?
Yeah. Well, there's that's kind
joy.
Of
joy.
It's my favorite. Yeah. That's my favorite part of the show.
They loaf around.
The food's amazing with these people. They're great people. You don't find a lot of a-holes that decide to open a shop to bake cookies for the community.
It's true.
Right?
They're not high stress because
they're good people.
The baker's always a good, happy guy, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're up early, so that's...
Well, that's
the thing. The candlestick makers you got to look out for. Those guys,
man.
And
those
the butchers, what?
Yeah. When the candlestick maker's talking about holes, you're in trouble. But what's really amazing with these guys, like, you roll into these places. I know this sounds naive, but I go to a coffee shop, I go to a bakery, you walk in, there's that big case, it's filled with all this stuff that's just been waiting for
just
me
happiness.
To walk in.
Yeah.
Right? It's just there. And now I'm meeting the people that make this stuff. It is a hard job. These people, for that to be there at 7 in the morning on your way to work.
Time to make the donuts.
2 o'clock in the morning, these people are rolling in and
or
baking.
Is it super easy and they do what every baker does and just throws flour in their own face. It's like, I made this for you. And it looks like they've been working for hours.
And there's like a crew in the back that's just exhausted. No, but it's the joy, that passion. That's the thing. Like, you have to really love it to do it because it's such hard work.
What about a bread machine? I mean, Christmas rolls around.
Boo.
People get bread machines.
Oh.
Is that a bad idea? You dump it all in there. You go to bed. You wake up. You got this baked loaf of something.
Yeah, well, listen. If you time is a thing, you know, if you can't spend the time to do it the right way. Which, you know, this takes like 2-3 days.
Tom, when you said 4 years ago, your daughter gave you a yeast starter. How is that presented at Christmas time? Like I don't even know what that looks like. Is it a little tin of something?
We've known each other for a while.
Go
and,
ahead. Yeah.
You know, I'm an actor, at times. And when someone hands you a bowl with a sourdough starter in it as your Christmas present, it's going to take some acting skills, guys. To act like you're happy about that. Because I didn't really understand it.
Thank God I did behind the candelabra because I got this. Oh, honey, I love it.
Yeah. Wow, thank you. Okay. Anything else that I can... it comes in a bowl.
Okay.
She was so cute. Like, when we found out, it's like science fiction. I was just talking about it at dinner, and then she got the whole thing going.
Aww.
And then she, like, presents it. It was very cute. And that was it. The obsession began.
So now she expects cookies every morning.
Well, there's bread every day. I bake more bread than my family can eat at this point.
That's why you bring it here.
So I bring it here.
Everywhere
I go. I go to neighbors. And the funny part is when I do stand-up around the country, people are bringing me bread.
Oh, and you're like,
when you talk about like the car bread, it's like, you know, you're in the middle of Boise and some dude just shows up with bread in his pocket and he's like, hey, I know you like this.
Like, oh, thank no. you. Good thing
better be a breadstick in your pocket.
Yeah.
Not. Tom Papa's here with us. He's got a new show on the Food Network called Baked. It celebrates the best breads, pastries, and bakery bites from cities around the country. And tonight's episode at 10 p.m. is right about here in Los Angeles.
There's two tonight. One is Boston, and then the second one is L.A.
Now, I always heard, I mean, going back to pizza crust, that it's about the water. Like the New York water or something makes the pizza crust so much better. You can't duplicate it in Chicago. You can't duplicate it in Los Angeles. Is that true? The water?
At Vito's, and this pizza is legit. It's like, you know, I grew up in New Jersey and New York, and there's no difference between his pizza and when you get back there.
Is this tap water or
and
doing
I
bottled
said to
water?
Him, yeah. I said, is it the water? That's what everyone says. He goes, it's not the water. It's the ingredients and knowing how to do it. He's all these people like, I'm going to ship my water in. He goes, this is just the water that you get from your tap here in L.A., and you eat it. He's right. The pizza's just
Oh, I want to try
amazing.
I've never had Vito. Have you ever had Vito's
so
pizza?
Good.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, when you hold
here in Culver City?
On La Cienega, okay. Like up by between Largo and my whole reference of any city is where the comedy clubs are.
Yeah.
It's between Largo and the Comedy Store.
Okay.
But the kind of pizza, like, that you hold it up, and it just... It doesn't even
bend. It doesn't flop.
You know
what
I mean?
Right, nice and crispy.
So does it take longer to make pizza? Do you have to wait like 2 hours to get a pizza like that?
No, it's just the ingredients.
Longer than DiGiorno, Frosty.
Oh, well.
You know it really is with all of these places and why they're all so great is they just have a passion for it and their ingredients. It's like you could have the same place with the same ingredients in the same building. And if one person really loves it and is into it, it's going to taste so much better than someone that's
just cranking
it out.
It's sort of like when your mom has a recipe and it's delicious, and you go, Mom, can you send me that recipe? And she sends it, and you make it, and you're like, I don't know. I did exactly what it said, but it's just not, doesn't taste like yours.
No,
you know?
Mom wanted to give something to you. She wanted to make this. She loves you. She poured.
Right.
There's that ingredients, that love, that passion that changes it. It's amazing.
Or I always think she left one ingredient out, so she's always needed. Not as good as when I make it.
You'll get it on her deathbed.
Yeah, she didn't tell me everything that's in it.
Yeah, cilantro.
Damn it.
Died.
Is there any kind of bread
cilantro?
Any kind you just don't like?
Anything what?
Any kind of bread you don't like. For example,
any
in this
bread?
Basket.
Like pumpernickel or something.
Yeah. No. No, I really like all bread.
This all looks good.
Oh, here's a better question. What bread makes the best toast?
What bread makes the best toast?
Because sometimes they'll give you a variety of choices for your toast. And you're like, I'll go sourdough.
Yeah. I don't know. They're all real. I don't like things that are too wheaty, that are too heavy, like thick, dark wheat.
Okay.
You know, I need a little.
I think rye
else.
Toast is way better than rye bread, though.
Yeah, good point.
So, like, toasting does change it a little bit.
Yeah, I kind of feel like all the bread toasted is better.
You can use that question.
Even little charred
bakers that you meet.
Yeah, I will. In season two. All right,
it's right.
God willing.
Yeah, exactly.
Season two.
You're watching. It becomes like the catchphrase. I can't wait. This is when he asks about the toast.
Oh, yeah. Coming up. What toast
that
the
was
most.
My question.
Toast the most.
We're going to find out what bread makes the best toast after the break. I can't wait.
My kids were obsessed that before any of this started, before I even started baking bread, I was always liked croutons. I always liked croutons and would make salad for the family. I'd put croutons. My family wasn't that into it. And my kids were like, you're so obsessed with these croutons. You should just... I said, well, maybe I'll open a crouton shop. You don't know what's going to happen. All croutons, all the time. And my daughter's like, yeah, and you can call it Tommy's Tiny Toast. I was like, hey.
That's
not bad.
That would work in L.A.
That would totally
Tommy's
work.
Tiny Toast.
You'd have all different
be like
flavors.
Pink's hot dogs. Be lines down the block to get one crouton.
One crouton.
All different flavors.
All different flavors.
Oh, my God.
You're exactly right, though. That is such an L.A. thing. It's like... They don't have, like, the bakeries, like the Italian bakeries that serve everything. But you open a cupcake shop, and that's the only thing you do. Lines
that's
out the
right.
door.
Mm-hmm.
You
know,
I don't get
else.
It.
You could do a sandwich shop where you cut the crust off like they do in the British aristocracy.
Yeah.
The crustless finger sandwiches with
For
just
high
the squishy
tea.
Part. What do you think?
Yeah.
How about just the crust?
And the crust could be a separate dipping place.
The crust
yeah.
door
crust
next
and
door.
Butter. Yeah, crust yes. and butter. Yeah.
Just I have a feeling you're really going to like this show.
Yeah, he is. Seriously, he's been, you've been looking at the jams and the butters.
It's
over
killing
here.
You, isn't it? Basket it's killing
closer
me.
To me. It really is. Such, it, there's nothing worse, as you know, in the job that you do than chewing on the mic in front of your people. But, man,
but
when the mics are off, I hope you enjoy
when
this.
When I was, you know, if you're on it like a date and you're trying to be like, oh. Yeah. And you're like, oh, and they bring the bread, and you're like, and you really want to be like, yeah, I'm really, all you can think about is just like, oh, yeah. I just want to, because if we were dating for 5 years, I'd be like, no. Where do you get a chance to bring another basket?
You've
that
really
month?
Given up then, haven't you?
Pretty much. Yeah. I'm more interested in the bread basket, I'm going to be honest.
I used to have a joke about that. It's like, people don't want to get married. I'm like, are you kidding? It's finish line. You can eat whatever you want.
Yes.
Hell, you eat the basket it comes in.
Yeah. I love you. You love me. We can't have sex with other people.
So,
let's eat a chocolate cake.
So, thank you so much for coming in. Be sure and check out the show tonight on Food Network. It's called Baked. And it's going to be Boston and some Los Angeles places that you might not even know about. Some hidden gems. Tom Papa. Always welcome. Thank you for coming in.
You guys are the best. Thanks for the support.
We gotta
enjoy eating.
What's going on, Lisa?